On any given night in January, there are more than 50,000 people sleeping in New York City shelters. That's according to a new report out this morning from the Coalition for the Homeless, an advocacy group that cites that city government figures in its study. They found that of the 50,000 people who stayed in shelters each night, more than 21,000 were children. Joining us now is Patrick Markey, senior policy analyst for the Coalition for the Homeless and the author of today's report. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So what are you seeing?
Well, it's really a shocking milestone. For the first time in New York City's history, we have more than 50,000 homeless men, women, and children sleeping each night in our shelter system. And those numbers continue to rise. On the past year alone, we saw a 19% increase in our total homeless population, shockingly a 22% increase in the number of homeless children. Of those 50,000 New Yorkers who are sleeping each night in our shelters, 21,000 of them are homeless children. And it really is a sad legacy of Mayor Bloomberg's failed policies around homelessness. The other findings from our report are that since Mayor Bloomberg took office, the total homeless population has increased by 61%, and even more shockingly, the numbers of homeless families in shelters each night has increased by 73%.
And I believe your report also says that the average shelter stay for homeless families with children is now over a year, but you also note that the mayor is spending more on homeless services than his predecessors.
He is, and actually that in some ways speaks to the failures of his policies. What previous mayors from Ed Koch through David Dinkins through Rudy Giuliani used to do was to allocate some of our existing housing resources, particularly federal housing programs like public housing and Section 8 vouchers, which help homeless children and families relocate from the expensive shelter system into long-term permanent housing. Mayor Bloomberg, and probably the biggest failure of his policies, actually ended that successful policy back in 2005, replaced those federal housing programs, which were working so well in moving families from shelter into permanent housing, with a series of temporary subsidies, and then 2 years ago eliminated the last of those temporary subsidy programs. So what we've seen since then is families literally trapped in the shelter system.
But, you know, the city has been out of Section 8 for a few years now. Is there any reason to expect more of these vouchers from the federal government, given what's happening in Washington right now?
Well, what the city does have is public housing resources, and that was always actually the centerpiece of the city's approach to the problem of homelessness, allocating a portion of our public housing resources to help homeless kids and families leave the shelter system. And frankly, the reason we did that was not only did it work to provide stable housing for these vulnerable kids and families, but it saved city taxpayers money. We spend more than $36,000 a year to shelter a homeless family. Most of that money is city and state tax dollars. In comparison, if we use federal housing programs to provide permanent housing to those families, we give those families a home and we save taxpayers money that's being spent on a growing shelter system.
You know, city officials are taking issue with today's report. Seth Diamond, commissioner of the city's Department of Homeless Services, joins us now. Good morning, and thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. So what is your response to the report?
Well, the reality is that there are fewer families and fewer adult singles that are entering the system today than years ago. Compared to in 2012, 9% fewer families entered the system when compared with 2010. The reason why the numbers are rising is because the families that are entering the system are staying longer. And the main reason for that is because a very successful program we had to help families leave the shelter system, known as the Advantage Program, was lost 2 years ago. And the main advocate for eliminating that program was the Coalition for the Homeless. So I think it's ironic that at the same time that decrying the rise, and nobody wants these numbers to go up, they were also the proponent of eliminating the main vehicle for helping families get out of the shelter system.
Well, you heard some of the proposals put forth by Patrick Markey of the Coalition for the Homeless. What do you think of them?
Well, we all have to base our solutions to homelessness in reality. And unfortunately, the Section 8, relying on Section 8, is not reality. It is a total fantasy. We all wish that there was a greater federal investment in housing. But as you said, given the realities of Washington and given what's happened over the past years, I don't see any reason to expect that to happen. The city has not even taken an application for Section 8 in over 3 years. And to say that that should be the basis for homelessness policy is just not basing your solution on what is really going to help families get out of the shelter system.
Well, what do you think is going to get people out of the shelter system?
Well, we have to rely on investing in families and getting them to work and building them up to the point where they have the confidence and economic support to leave the system and sustain themselves in the community. Families are leaving the shelter system. Last month, 500 families left, and that's great for a great start for them and a great new start in the community for them and their children. We need to build on that success, have more families working, connect them with other kinds of supports, child care, food stamps, health insurance, so that when they do start working, they can be surrounded by support from the city and from the programs that we offer. And then they can establish roots in the community, have their incomes grow, and hopefully stabilize and lead to a better life for them and for their families.
With more homeless families lingering in shelters for longer periods of time, is city taxpayer money better spent on some type of subsidy rather than paying for more shelters?
Well, first of all, nobody is lingering in shelter. Everybody is engaged in some type of activity that will hopefully improve their situation, whether it's employment or rehabilitative services or other kinds of social services. We are very focused from the moment somebody comes into shelter on what is needed to help them get out of shelter. But in terms of the money, that is the tragedy of the loss of the Advantage Subsidy Program. That was an expense that was shared by the state and the federal government and the city all together in helping families, investing in families. It was a $150 million investment in the success of homeless families. When the coalition went to Albany and said, kill that program, the state and federal investments were taken away, and the city was left in the position of having to pay for that supplement on its own, which is an unaffordable expense at a time when we have so many other needs.
Patrick Markey, I need to give you a little bit of time to respond to what Seth Diamond is saying about the homeless, the Section 8.
Well, first of all, the commissioner knows well that we're not talking about Section 8. We're talking about public housing resources, which exist and were used by mayors as different as Ed Koch, David Dinkins, and Rudy Giuliani to enormous success to help families move out. The commissioner hasn't given us a single new idea about how to tackle this tragic problem. 21,000 children in shelter each night, 50,000 New Yorkers in shelter each night, a 20% increase in the past year, and he's telling us they're going to do the same thing this year that they did last year, which has brought us to these tragic results.
All right, the homeless problem.
We need to invest in real solutions.
The homeless problem in New York City, a problem that various segments of the city are trying to tackle in different ways. Patrick Markey, senior policy analyst at the Coalition for the Homeless and author of today's report, thank you so much for joining us. And Seth Diamond, commissioner of the city's Department of Homeless Services, thank you as well.